Hi, Marty Lurie here, KMBR 6A, with Kevin Kernan, and he writes for the New York Post. And, boy, if I like going online and looking at the headlines and seeing what Kev writes, you get a good idea about baseball. The Mets are here, and, of course, this is the fourth game of the series. Maybe just generally your take on the Mets now with Cespedes back, Cabrera back, and, of course, yesterday they hit the heck out of the ball.
Yeah, totally different team with Cespedes. Very interesting, Marty. After the game, there was some, about a week ago, people were making a big deal about Cespedes playing golf, which I think is ludicrous. And I went up to Terry Collins after the game when it was quiet and said, Terry, what's your stance on this? And he said he can play as much golf as he wants. He's hitting two home runs a game, sacrifice flies, doubles, whatever. He can do that, and he's also going to keep him out of center field, which is a smart move. So what I wrote in today, a lot of things I wrote about it, but he's basically their Barry Bonds. He's going to stick him in left field, let him go. He can do what he wants. And like Cespedes told me, the golf relaxes him, makes him a better player, and it works for anybody in any profession. So a lot of little things going on with the Mets, but when you get Cespedes back, you got a quality player. There aren't many like him in baseball right now, true power hitter. What he hit, they said the optics were bad on golf. Well, he had about 875 feet of optics yesterday. So they're a different team. They need to win. They really need to get on a tremendous roll to take a shot. The interesting thing, too, was after the game, they always give this, like, WWF belt, like a wrestling belt, sure, to the champion of the day. Okay. And they happened to open the door just as Terry came out, and there was cheering like they had just won the World Series. So I think mentally they're in a better place right now.
Boy, interesting. Nice to have Kevin Kernan with us, of course, writes for the New York Post, a veteran baseball man. The future of Cespedes, and I said this on the show last night, I said, we want him. Bring him to San Francisco. Okay. He can't opt out. What do you think happens with him?
Well, if you pay him, you might get him. The bottom line here is that's another reason why the Mets have to do well, because I know Boch. I've known Boch for many, many years. I had him as a player way back in San Diego. And, I thought actually Cespedes might wind up here last time. He's got a ranch in Vero Beach, and I think that plays into it a little bit, the fact that he can spend his springs at home, spring training. But if the Mets aren't competitive, I would think that this guy, he's already been in the Bay Area. I think the Mets could be in deep trouble and lose him.
Is there a downside to Cespedes? Because, look, Billy Beane had him with the A's, and then, of course, over to the Red Sox of Detroit and finally to the Mets. This is Willie Mays. Why does he get traded so much?
I think there's a downside because people don't really know what he's all about. I've taken the time to learn. I'll make it short. This is where the Mets make mistakes. When they had the third base issues with David Wright, Gurriel was up for grabs, the Cuban third baseman. So I went over to him one day. Nobody had asked him. And through the interpreter, Melissa Rodriguez, I pulled him aside and said, hey, what do you think of this guy, Gurriel? Mm-hmm. And his eyes lit up. He says, oh, he's my best friend. And basically, he actually pulled out baseball cards of this guy and told me that he's a five-tool player. Oliveri got paid $62 million. This guy's worth way more than that. And the Mets didn't even make a play on him. I mean, that would have been one way to keep Cespedes home here with the Mets, and also at the same time give yourself. If Cespedes is telling me this guy's a 5-2 player, I believe it. I'd rather have him scouting him than some of the other scouts that have made tremendous mistakes on Cuban players. So that's a little insight into what he's all about. And I just think he's been misread, and he is a little different. But a lot of guys are different these days.
Boy, interesting, Kev. Gurriel today in the lineup for the Houston Astros. He'll make his Major League debut today as a DH. All right, Noah Syndergaard. Giants have seen him a couple of times, and, of course, he's the hammer of Thor and all the hype and hyperbole that comes with him. And actually, they've beaten him a couple of times. Teams run on him like crazy. But and then I look in the box score, 5 innings, 105 pitches, 6 innings, 110 pitches. What's going on with Syndergaard?
Yeah, he's got a little bit of an elbow situation. He's got some bone spurs, and he's trying to pitch through that. He's trying to learn some things. The problem these days, Marty, as you well know, most organizations don't really teach their pitchers how to pitch in minor leagues. They just let them roll out there. They count. They're bean counters. They don't teach them anything. They just make sure they don't pitch too many pitches, which really doesn't teach. They don't learn how to pitch. Syndergaard's trying to learn to pitch to contact a little bit. Okay. He's really befuddled when it comes to base stealers. I asked him specifically after his last start when the Diamondbacks had four stolen bases on that I was at, And he said, you know what? I don't care if they steal second and third because I'm going to get the guy out at home. So, I admire that. But at the same time, that's why the Giants have had some luck against them, because Giants are quality. They put up quality at-bats for the most part. And Bochy, like I said earlier, knows what he's doing. But I will say this today. After the Cespedes home runs, you know, where the Mets are and how desperate they are and heading to St. Louis, I thoroughly expect a great outing from Syndergaard, because in some ways he's amongst his own people here. You know, and by that I mean, you know, the characters you see in the stands, this guy, you know, he's Thor all the way. You know, he starts dropping things on me and he loses me. But the younger people know what he's talking about, and he just loves the theater of the game, and I would be shocked if he doesn't have a good game today.
Great setup, Kev. Thanks so much. Kevin Curran, New York Post, as you could tell, fans, this is a guy you want to hear on the air. You want to read him, and Kev, thanks so much as always.
Always a pleasure, and people can always follow me at Where's Curran, and it's a little bit more than baseball. It's a fun little Twitter.
All right, so Where's Curran on Twitter?
Yes, sir.
I got it. All right, I'm putting it out there for everybody. Kev, thanks so much.
Thanks, Mike. Take care.
All right, more coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.